This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Welcome to a special episode of the Three Down Nation podcast. I'm joined by Winnipeg Blue Bombers star running back Brady Oliveira, fresh off his three-year extension. Brady, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me on. Really excited to talk.
Absolutely. Let's start with this. You had your adorable dog, Gunner, at today's press conference earlier at the stadium. I'm going to call my girl over and see if she's willing to make an appearance. But first, I'll hit you with a question, which is simply, why did you choose to re-sign with your hometown club?
I think you said it right there. It's the hometown. You know, it's this is a really special place. Obviously, being from Winnipeg, playing for Winnipeg, it's it was a no-brainer for me. I couldn't picture myself being in another uniform, and also I just have full trust. Oh, look at that. Full trust to this organization with, the direction that they're going to go in. We've been, you know, very successful the last number of years. So having trust in them that they're going to put the best roster together so we can go out there and compete and win games. So I think it was a mixture of things. But I think the biggest thing was, just not leaving my hometown. You know, I love Winnipeg to death, and playing for the Bombers is like a dream come true.
That's awesome. And admittedly, my girl hates being held, so I'm going to put her down.
Okay, what's her name?
Watch the cuddle. Her name is Sheena.
Okay, what's up, Sheena?
Obviously, you've had a ton of success, right, in Winnipeg. You've got a brand new three-year deal, reportedly worth $290, right, for this year, $300 in the next couple of years. I'm not expecting you to confirm that, but it's obviously a lot of money for running back, and some people might suggest it's too much. I'm curious why you feel like you're worth that as a position that maybe some people don't value as much.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you definitely hear that around the league. You know, running backs are a dime a dozen. Well, you can say that about receivers. You can say that about DBs. Like, is there not a handful of DBs that you can get in the U.S., right? Like, I think you can say that about every position. But my thing with this is, and I kind of said this in my presser earlier, but, you know, I feel like there's positions and they're paying based off of positions and like maybe the market's already set for receivers, for example. Obviously, you see Hatcher, you know, good on him, you know, signing that big deal. But now you're going to have receivers thinking, okay, well, you know, Hatcher got that. I should be able to get this, right? Because he set the bar. And I don't think that's necessarily right. I think you should pay players based off production. So for me as a running back, for example, yeah, am I getting paid a lot more than the next guy? Yeah. But has anyone else in this league been more productive than me year after year? I'll let you answer that, you know, and I would say no one else has. So I think you're, you know, the deal that I got done with Winnipeg, you know, they showed a lot of respect from the jump with the first offer that they gave me, and the negotiations I said was, you know, very seamless. But I think they offered me that deal because of production, not position. I'm productive for this organization week in and week out.
I wanted to ask you about that financial aspect just because you mentioned Keon Hatcher. Like, he obviously re-signed. Tyson Philpott did a long-term extension with the Alouettes. Between you and your agent, did you find either of those mega contracts, if you will, to maybe help this process along? Because it's still only mid-December and you're already back under contract.
Yeah, I thought so for sure, especially when some of those deals were getting done across the league. And you see, you know, especially Philpott's deal, obviously, you know, a good Canadian receiver in this league getting a great deal, you know, and I think it's only going to help other guys around the league. So, you know, you see a guy like that getting that type of contract, then you look at yourself, it's okay, like what can you really get done here then, right? So, but I think with all that, I think it is good to see guys around the league, you know, getting paid, and obviously with the salary cap increasing next season, I think it's well deserved for many, many guys.
Last time you were a pending free agent, you waited until the window to re-sign, and you still ended up leaving some money on the table, reportedly with larger offers coming in from a couple of other clubs. Did any part of you think that maybe by signing now, you are potentially leaving money on the table if you had gone to the window? Maybe there might have been a bigger offer. Was that a concern at all?
Yeah, I think for sure I would probably left some money on the table. I think other teams, you know, would have offered me more. I don't know how much more, but I definitely think teams would have offered me more for sure. But that wasn't obviously the factor for me, because if I wanted to go chase the money, I would have went to free agency and told my agent, hey, go get me the largest contract that you can get. And it probably wouldn't have been with Winnipeg. And I would have went somewhere else and played for the money. And for me, it wasn't about the money. It's about, you know, leaving a legacy here in Winnipeg that I've been building the last number of years with an amazing team around me the last number of years. So for me, it was so much more than the money. Obviously, you want to be compensated correctly, and I think I deserved what I got, absolutely. But it wasn't all about the money. It was all these other things. And for me to play for my hometown and to, again, leave a legacy here as a Bomber, and hopefully to, you know, play my entire career as a Bomber.
I'll list off some of the successes you've had here in Bomberland. Obviously, it's a long resume. 4-time 1,000-yard rusher, 2-time Grey Cup champ, 2-time All-CFL, 2-time rushing champ, 2-time most outstanding Canadian, and of course, most outstanding player in 2024. One of only 5 Canadians ever to win that award. I'm curious, over the next 3 years, what are you hoping to accomplish to add to that resume?
Yeah, Grey Cups for sure. Like, absolutely. And I think, you know, obviously the best team at the end of the year wins that Grey Cup. And that obviously means you had great pieces around you. You had a great team around you. It was a successful team, which obviously comes with individual successes as well and those accomplishments. So I think the rest will take care of itself. I think what's in the forefront of my mind is these next 3 years, trying to make a run the next 3 years and hopefully go to the Grey Cup every single year for these next 3 years. And, you know, if it doesn't happen, you get back to the drawing board and hope that you can do it the following year. But for me, it's about winning Grey Cups. And then I think that means I was on a really good team with great pieces around me. And I think, you know, rushing titles will come with that. I think, you know, maybe, you know, another MOP or an MLC. I do believe all those things will come with that. And that says that you're on a good football team.
What about the guaranteed money in your deal? You mentioned earlier today at Princess Auto Stadium that you've got some guaranteed money in 2028. Why was it important for you to get that in your deal?
Yeah. Again, you know, our players union fought for that, to have that in our CBA. So why not try to get that into your contract? I think every player should try to wiggle in some sort of guaranteed money, especially when you're signing these, you know, longer year deals. It protects you. You know what I mean? Like, who knows, you know, what happens in the next 3 years, you know? All I know is that I'm you're never safe in pro sports, but if they ever did want to go in another direction, that's fine, but you're still gonna have to pay me my money. You know what I mean? So again, I think it shows a lot of respect from the organization saying, hey, you're our guy. We want you here and we're going to show you that. And we're also going to give you this guaranteed money as well, just to show our respect. So again, like I said, the whole negotiation process was amazing this time around. It was the good side of the business this time around. And yeah, the guaranteed money, I think it's a massive part, especially when you're signing these longer year deals.
I think fans like the guaranteed money too, because obviously I think there's lots of fans in Winnipeg going, okay, if we know Brady's with the team through 2028, I don't have to worry about buying a jersey, or I don't have to worry about, you know, things like that. Whereas I know that was a big common complaint among fans previously, with everybody seemingly being on a 1 year deal. I don't want to get too far ahead into the future, Brady, but at the end of this contract, you'll have been a professional football player for 10 years, which is wild to say in and of itself, because you're still only 28. But you'll be 31. Have you put any thought into if you'll be playing after this? You do play a position where, you know, professional careers are generally a little bit shorter. Do you have any goals beyond 2028? Or are you just focused on that time frame for now?
Yeah, and like especially the way I play the game. You know, it's physical from, you know, every single snap. You know, it's just, it's in my DNA. It's the way I play the game. But like I talked about, I think I talked about in my presser, you know, about how I take care of my body, you know, what allows me to, you know, be available for my teammates to perform at a high level every single week, year in, year out. So I think, yeah, this takes me to 31 after this contract, and we'll see how kind of how I feel. I think my biggest thing is if the body feels good, I'll probably continue to play, but also if I still love the game. Obviously, I have a lot going on off the field. Obviously, we just finished up wrapping up the TV show that comes out in April. I have a bunch of different, you know, charitable endeavors that I take part in, starting up some, you know, side businesses, some startups. So there's a lot going on in my life. So we'll see. We'll see when I'm 31 after I finish this up, like what's going on off the field. Again, I'll never play for the money. It's more for the love of the game. Like, do I love playing here? And of course, like if it was another team, I probably, yeah, after 31, I'm probably done. But having the opportunity to play for my hometown makes it special. So I will probably continue to play just because I have the chance to play for one.
I have a couple other questions to get to, but I'll give you a 30-second spot here to tell people why they should watch Must Love Dogs on CBC Gem.
Oh yeah, it's going to be amazing. April 20th, Must Love Dogs. You're going to see the work that we do across Northern Manitoba with all the rescue dogs. You're going to see all the amazing organizations that we team up with here in Winnipeg. You're also going to see a glimpse of our life here in Winnipeg with our, you know, Alex and I with our four dogs. But then if you're a football fan, you're going to truly see behind the scenes of a professional athlete and what that looks like, what we go through, the highs and the lows. You're going to see from off-season training in April to getting ready for training camp in May to the start of the season and all throughout the season, the highs and the lows, my injury that I faced in week one with my shoulder, me getting, you know, treatment needles in my shoulder, me trying to bounce back from that. They were in the Montreal playoff game when we lost. So you're going to see kind of everything. You're going to get a real inside look of what a professional athlete goes through. So you're going to get all things, dogs, lifestyle, sports. It's great.
That's awesome. I'm looking forward to checking it out. I was looking today at the draft board from 2019 draft. You were the 14th overall pick. You're the only guy on that list to win MOP. And there's some really good players on that list. It was a good draft class. But I was thinking about the fact that basically every team in the league passed on you, including actually Winnipeg, that had two first-round picks that year and still took you in the second round. Is that ever something you still think about 7 years later or maybe use as a little bit of extra motivation?
Yeah, no, I never really think about it. Just like super thankful that Winnipeg ended up drafting me because actually I think Hamilton had pick, I forget what pick they had. It was in the second round, but I thought I was going to go to Hamilton. So I was like, if Winnipeg doesn't pick me here, I'm probably going to go end up going to Hamilton. They had a lot of interest in me. They ended up taking Malik Irons, which was another Canadian running back. So they wanted me, and I'm glad that Winnipeg ended up drafting me because it's obviously where I wanted to be if I was playing in the CFL. So, yeah, just really happy that they drafted me.
Last one, we'll get you on this one, Brady. Obviously, this team, nothing official yet for an offensive coordinator, but it looks like there is going to be a change for 2026. I'm curious from your standpoint, right, as somebody who totes the rock, does so in a physical style, but also set career high numbers in receiving in 2025, what do you want to see out of the club's offensive attack in 2026 and beyond?
Yeah, what I need to see, and I think what we all need to see is an offense that finishes and scores points. You know, we didn't find the end zone enough this last season. So finding a way to stay on the field, being detail oriented, but then finishing with touchdowns and being one of the most explosive offenses in the league. I mean, with Zach at the helm, with me running the ball the way I run the ball, I think it's very infectious and it energizes the guys around us. But then having, you know, receivers that can go up there and make plays that are, you know, playmakers. Obviously having a guy like Pokey, you know, extending through, hopefully, you know, getting Demmer signed back, like having those guys that make plays and putting the guys in the right, you know, positions to succeed. So that's what I want to see. And I think that's what we will all see next season.
Awesome. Well, congratulations again, Brady, on the extension. Well-earned. And we thank you for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Happy holidays, man.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.